City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 15.
I have a few announcements before we leave today. As you know, Andrea and Mark have been out of work for about a month now. Please continue to pray for them that God would provide them jobs. Also, Bill has taken early retirement from his job. Pray that God helps him and his family as they go through this adjustment period. Also, as you may have already heard, the United City Revenue Service recently updated its policy for nonprofit organizations. Because of this church's biblical position on homosexuality and gay marriage, that these things are sins in God's eyes, we are no longer considered a nonprofit, but rather a political advocacy organization. Therefore, any income we have will no longer be considered tax exempt.
What?
This will add a new expense for us. We'll now have to start paying taxes on the offerings we take in.
Oh, no.
Can this church afford that, Bill?
I don't know, Susan, but I doubt it.
This also means that the offerings you give will no longer be tax deductible. I'm afraid you won't be able to write them off on your tax returns as a charitable contribution. I know this will be difficult for everyone involved. We're not a big church, and we're certainly not a rich church. This is going to be a challenge for us, but by God's grace, we'll continue to disciple each other and do what we can to spread His gospel in this community. I just ask that you pray for this church, that we can still be a place of faithful worship and teaching. These are the things that have tempted other churches in the past to drift away from biblical teachings. Just please pray that God gives us the strength to remain faithful. And as Jesus said to the poor church in Smyrna in the book of Revelation, don't be afraid of the things which you are about to suffer.
Our poor church.
Also, I've received some news several weeks ago. I've been praying for wisdom in communicating this with you. I received a renewal notice from the city licensing department regarding my ability to perform legal wedding ceremonies. I renew my license every year, and in the past it's been pretty routine. However, this year, because of the new gay marriage law, I'm being required to agree to perform gay wedding ceremonies, should anyone ask. If I don't agree to do this, I won't be licensed to perform any ceremonies at all.
You've got to be kidding me.
Of course, I'm not going to be able to agree to this. Therefore, I will no longer be licensed to perform marriage ceremonies in the name of the city. I can still officiate a ceremony. It just won't be recognized by the city. The couple would have to have an additional ceremony by an authorized agent, a licensed pastor, or a justice of the peace.
They're taking our rights away. How can they do this?
I know, Susan. I know. I've been praying and thinking about this for the past few weeks. I wasn't sure if I should try to fight this. It doesn't seem like events are moving in our favor. So I was looking for guidance in regards to what to tell you.
Why do we need a license from the city at all?
Well, Dinah, that's a good question. The reason you would want your marriage recognized by the city would be for legal and tax purposes. And there may be parental rights issues when there are children.
But if two people are married here and commit themselves to each other in front of this congregation, isn't that a valid marriage in God's eyes?
Yes, Andrea, it would be. If two people have committed themselves to each other, committed for life, and affirmed that commitment in the presence of others, then yes, that would be marriage in God's eyes. it just wouldn't mean anything to the city. A couple would just have to decide how important the city's blessing is to them.
What do you think they should do, Pastor?
Well, Mark, that's one of the things I've been praying about. What should I tell someone who asked me that question? It's a big responsibility to advise two people on their future together. I would advise any couple in that situation to pray and seek God's guidance. As for me, if I were in that situation, I would forgo the city's marriage license. I would be married in the eyes of God as witnessed by His people, and I would trust Him to take care of and bless that union and our family. I'm sorry for having to end our service on such a somber note, but as we face more and more of these trials, I'd refer us back to the words of Jesus to the church in Smyrna. Be faithful to death, and I will give you the crown of life. Well, I guess that's it. Have a good week, everyone. Stay in prayer for our church and for yourselves and your families. I know different people have been dealing with different trials. Continue to pray for each other. May God keep us strong and faithful so that as we enter into this time of testing, we can glorify Him in everything we do, and especially in the way we deal with these difficulties that we seem to be facing more and more often. God bless.
Hey, Andrea, wait up.
Hi, Mark.
What do you think of all that?
It just seems like one bad thing after another.
Yeah, I can't believe these things are happening. Can you believe this marriage stuff? It seems like all the basic things of our lives, our jobs, our families, everything is under attack.
This sure isn't the way I pictured my life going. I was going to be a teacher, have a nice husband and kids someday, just grow old and be happy. But so far, everything's going wrong.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you had any luck finding work?
Not even. I have applied to other schools. When they find out what happened at my last job, they tell me I'm not what they're looking for.
Yeah. People keep asking me why my first job didn't last very long. When I tell them what happened, they tell me they need team players who are going to be able to get along with their coworkers.
Do you have to tell them what happened?
They ask. What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to lie.
I know. What are we going to do, Mark? It's like we've been blacklisted before our careers have even started.
I don't know. I have to find something, though. Since my dad retired, things have been really tight around the house. He makes the house payment and buys food, but that's about it. Oh, and insurance. His retirement doesn't cover medical insurance, so he had to go out and buy an individual policy for us. The premiums are more than the house payment.
What are you guys gonna do?
Well, Mom's still working, but I think the stress is getting to her. She's so strong and trusts God so much, but it's hard to carry that burden all the time. She tries to be so strong for the rest of us. I'm worried about her.
Your mom's great. I just love her. I hope I can be half the godly woman she is.
Yeah, she's something. I'll tell you one thing, though. All these things have really brought our family closer together. We do family Bible reading together every night, just like when I was a kid. I'm getting a lot more out of it now, though. I can really see how God's holding our family together and giving us the strength to get through all this. It's tough, though.
I guess these things are the things we have to go through to get stronger.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's like spiritual exercise. It makes our faith stronger.
I definitely need more strength. I just feel overwhelmed. Nothing is turning out the way I hoped.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I noticed Brian wasn't in church again.
He probably had something for work.
I'm worried about him. I think he's drifting away from God.
Yeah, I'm worried too. It seems like the world's got its hooks in him. He seems to care more about success than being faithful.
I pray for him a lot. I pray for all of us to be faithful, but it's hard. It would be so much easier just to go along with the world and have the things we want.
I know what you mean. But I guess the question is, where are we storing our treasures? On earth or in heaven? Jesus said, wherever our treasure is, that's where our heart will also be.
It's hard to keep your heart focused on heaven when everything on earth is going so bad.
Yeah.
Mark, Andrea.
Brian?
What do you think? Not bad, huh? I just got it. Want to go for a drive?
You're late for church, Brian.
I know. I tried to get over here in time. It took a little longer than I thought to get the car, but I got a great deal.
You couldn't have gotten it after church?
This was the last one. The guy called me last night. He said someone else was looking at it, too. If I wanted it, I needed to get over there first thing in the morning.
So, you miss church, but you still show up here just to show off your car?
Come on, you guys. I thought we could go for a drive, have a fun afternoon together, like we used to do.
Man, Brian, what's going on with you? How could you put a car ahead of church?
Hey, Mark, newsflash, there's going to be church next week, too.
Brian, we're concerned that you're getting caught up in all this worldly stuff and leaving God behind. We're worried about you, Brian.
I appreciate your concern, Andrea, but you do need to stop worrying. Me and God are just fine. Look how well he's taking care of me.
Do you think God just wants to give you lots of toys and lots of money? Please tell me you think he's more than that.
Sure, but he gives us stuff like this, too. And remember, I offered you two jobs. You could have been blessed by him like this.
Yeah, all we'd have to do is go along with the world, promote sin, and not stand up for him. Sounds real faithful.
You know, I was hoping we could have a nice afternoon together. Just have some fun like we used to do. I know you two have been going through some things lately. I wanted to show you a good time and get your mind off things. And what do I get for that? You guys judging me again. Man, it's like I can't do anything right in your guys' eyes. I don't know why I keep trying.
Oh, Brian, I'd much rather spend time with you at church. I want you to be here with us so we can help each other, strengthen each other. You should have heard the things that are going on here. We really need each other as a church family right now.
What's going on?
Our church has lost its tax-exempt status. We're going to have to pay taxes now on the offerings.
What? Why?
Because we won't deny the Bible and say that homosexuality is okay. And pastor can't perform wedding ceremonies anymore either. Not ones that are recognized by the city anyway.
Really?
Yeah, because he refuses to perform gay weddings.
Wow. Well, maybe we just need to figure out which battles to fight. I mean, is this gay stuff really worth hurting the church over?
This is what I mean, Brian. It seems like you're always ready to compromise with the world. Is there ever a point where you're just willing to stand up for God and just say no?
Hey, Andrea, I'm just saying, is this stuff worth losing the church over?
But, Brian, if we deny God, we won't have a real church anyway. We'll just be a bunch of people in a building. We'll have a form of godliness, but not the real thing.
Who said anything about denying God?
If we keep going along with the world and call evil good, then we're ignoring God and denying his holiness. We're telling people that God doesn't care about sin, that Jesus died for nothing, and we can all just do what we want, and God isn't holy enough to hold people accountable.
Come on, Brian. Please stop doing all this. Let's just go back to the way it was. Remember when we were kids? Remember playing Christian soldiers in Andrea's backyard? We had those plastic swords. We'd pretend to take on all of God's enemies. Remember? We'd even pretend to die sometimes. We'd be martyrs. Remember what we'd say to each other right before dying?
I'll see you in heaven. I remember that.
Yeah. Remember, Brian? Let's be like that again. Who cares what happens? It's just us and God against the world. Come on, Brian.
You have to grow up sometime, Mark. We're not kids anymore. And the world's a lot more complicated than Andrew's backyard.
No, Brian. It isn't. We still just have to trust God. We still just have to be faithful soldiers. God will take care of everything. We just have to believe, Brian. Come on.
Come on, Brian.
You guys don't understand. I gotta go.
Oh, Mark. What's going on with him?
I don't know. I hope God helps him, though.
Yeah, us too. I want to be a good Christian soldier.
Yeah, me too. Hey, do you still have those plastic swords?
You know what? I think I do.
Maybe it's time to dust them off. Are you ready for a new battle?
Yeah, against school principals and perverted curriculum.
Yeah, and profane techies and intolerant tolerance.
Yeah,
And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light.
Come on, Mom! Where are we gonna go? Hold on, Jared. I just want to listen to this guy for a minute. He's talking about that verse in John. Remember, we talked about that one? No!
Because their deeds are evil. They don't want the truth of his word to expose their sins. They don't want to think about hell. They don't want to deal with God's justice. Because that's what the light of Christ does. His holiness.
Why do you want to listen to a crazy person, Mom? Oh, Jared, just because you don't like what he's saying doesn't mean he's crazy. Look at him yelling at everyone, Mom. You don't think that that's crazy?
He's yelling so that people can hear him, Jared. And he's talking about God's mercy and Jesus washing people clean.
All these people do is talk about sin. Didn't I tell you? All they want to do is tell people what to do.
I think they're trying to warn us, Jared.
The only thing we need to be warned about is them.
God shows us his mercy by offering his son as a perfect sacrifice for our sins. God is a just and holy God and will punish sin. But he is merciful and patient also. He provides a payment for our sins so that his justice can be satisfied. He offers himself as the sacrifice to appease his own justice. We need to understand our need to turn from our sin. We need to confess our sins. We need to beg God for faith in Jesus. The only way to the Father. The only sacrifice that can atone for our sins.
Excuse me, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
I can't stop preaching the Word of God. These people need to hear the truth so that God will save them.
You need to stop. Now. You can preach this stuff in your church, but you can't preach it out here.
What's that police officer doing?
Hopefully making him stop.
Oh, Jared, people have the right to free speech in this city. The police can't stop him.
Nobody wants to hear him. He's a nuisance.
It doesn't matter if people don't want to hear him. He still has the right to speak in public. Do you really want to live in a city where the government tells you what you can and can't talk about?
I have a right to be out here and speak. I've seen all sorts of people out here talking about all sorts of things. Christians still have rights too. We get to speak just like everyone else.
You don't have the right to spread hate in this city.
I'm spreading love and forgiveness and talking about the justice of God. If anyone should appreciate justice, it should be you, officer.
You can't talk about sin, and you can't say that your way is the only way to believe.
We are all sinners, officer. That's why we all need Jesus.
See, Mom? They are going to make him stop. Finally.
They can't do that. He has the right to free speech.
Sir, you are going to need to stop right now. If you refuse, you give me no choice but to arrest you. You don't really want to go to jail, do you?
Paul went to jail. Peter went to jail. This wouldn't be the first time someone being locked up for what this book says.
Yeah, that seditious book is the problem. I'm going to need to confiscate that, and you are going to need to leave.
I am not leaving, and you are not taking my Bible.
Give me the book, sir, right now.
This is my Bible. You have no right to take it. This is my city. I am a citizen here. I have the right to read this book right here on this spot, and that's exactly what I am going to do. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was on the surface of the deep, and God's Spirit was hovering over the surface of the waters.
That's it. Give me that book.
He's taking his Bible away. He can't do that.
Good. It's about time. Shut the crazy old guy up.
Jared, what's wrong with you?
These people just need to go away.
No one likes them, and they're breaking the law.
He is not breaking the law.
Oh, yeah. Then why is he about to get tased?
Oh, no. They can't do that.
Mom, what are you doing?
Hey, you can't do that. Leave him alone.
Stay out of this, ma'am.
Stop it. What are you doing? Leave him alone.
Ma'am, if you don't leave right now, I'm going to arrest you.
I saw what you did. I'm Madeline Carlisle. I work for President Sherwood. I'm going to tell him about this. You can't do this. You can't take away people's rights. Stop it. Leave him alone.
What are you doing?
That's it. I don't care who you are. You're under arrest for aiding and abetting a criminal and assaulting a police officer. Request backup at 4th and Pine. Officer under assault. Multiple perpetrators.
I was protecting this man from you. You can't stop people from speaking in public. And why were you trying to take his Bible away?
He can't come out here and spew hate speech. We do not tolerate bigotry in this city. This is not the way a civil society functions. People like him, like you, need to be taught a lesson. We will not put up with intolerance in this city.
No, she's not one of them!
Jared, be quiet. You do not have the right to silence people. This city does not censor people. When President Sherwood hears about this, he's going to make it very clear where this city stands.
Lady, I don't know who you think you are, but if you do work for President Sherwood, maybe you should ask your boss about the new hate speech legislation he's asked the city council to approve.
What?
Apparently your boss doesn't tell you much. Right here! This one! She's the one that assaulted me as I was detaining this guy.
Ma'am, step away from the officer and put your hands on your head. You're under arrest for assaulting a police officer.
Mom, what did you do?
Here, honey, take my phone. Call President Sherwood and tell him what's happened. I think I'm in trouble.
Mom, I told you not to listen to these people. Why are you doing this?
Just call Bob, honey. We'll talk about all this later. I'm sorry, Jared.
What were you thinking, Madeline?
They were using a taser on him, Bob.
The police report said that guy was causing a disturbance?
A disturbance? He was just standing there preaching. I don't even think anyone was listening to him.
No one except you, right, Madeline?
He's allowed to speak his mind, Bob. We have freedom of speech in this city.
Not hate speech, Madeline. How am I going to explain the president's chief aide running to defend a hate speech perpetrator and assaulting a police officer in the process?
Yeah, about all this hate speech stuff, Bob, what is this about legislation going through the city council?
You've been busy with the government efficiency committee, so I had someone else working on this. Our supporters want hate speech legislation passed so that people like this nut on Sunday can't condemn other people and tell them they have to believe like he does.
He wasn't forcing anybody to do anything. He was just preaching and reading the Bible. That's when the officer tased him.
The guy was talking about sin and hell, though, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but he was saying we've all sinned and we all need Jesus. He wasn't pointing out a particular group.
Not that you heard. Who knows what he was saying before you got to him? And besides, we can't have people filling our streets with talk about sin and hell and punishment.
And justice and mercy and forgiveness.
It's hateful to tell people that there's one way to believe. We're not going to have that in this city. We don't want people harassed by nutcases like this guy Sunday.
You mean you don't want your activists to have to deal with any opposition, right, Bob?
Hey, Madeline, those activists are the reason I got this job. And yes, they are our activists. I'd sure rather have them on our side than fighting against us.
So forget people's freedoms. Just pander to the groups that support you, silence anyone who doesn't agree with them, and make sure no one has to hear anything from the Christians. Is that it, Bob?
Here you go with the Christians again. You know, Madeline, this is the other reason I had someone else working on the hate speech legislation. I didn't feel like fighting with you over yet another one of these Christian things. Are you concerned that I can't confide in you anymore, Madeline? You should be.
Let's cut to the chase here, Bob. You know this legislation is about silencing anyone who opposes homosexuality. It's censorship, and it's political payback to the gay groups that supported you in the election.
It's also about the religious freedoms of all our citizens, Madeline. These Christians you keep supporting are telling other people that their religion is false, that the only real God is their God. What about the Muslims, or the Buddhists, or the Mormons? Are they just supposed to put up with this abuse from a radical group of bigots who aren't even supported by the broader Christian community?
So they don't have any rights then, huh, Bob? Where is that in our city's constitution? Where does it say that people's rights only belong to certain people but not to others?
We are not going to have this hatred and bigotry in my city. And I am not going to have my chief aide assaulting police officers as they try to fight against this bigotry. Do you know what I am going to have to do to fix this all? Isn't it bad enough? The press is asking questions about the calls I made to get the police to drop the charges against you? I went out on a limb for you, Madeline. And I am still having to deal with this fallout. You could show a little appreciation and not fight me at every turn.
I do appreciate your help, Bob, and I'm not trying to fight you. But Bob, what's happening in this city? Under the guise of tolerance and freedom, people are being marginalized and their rights are being taken away.
No more of this, Madeline. I've heard what you've said. I'll consider it along with all the other input I get from my advisors. And I'll do what I think is best for this city. You need to just focus on the efficiency committee and stay out of trouble. I'll clean this mess up, but I can't have you going behind me and causing trouble all over again. Do you hear what I'm saying, Madeline?
I hear you, Bob.
I hope so, Madeline. We're not going to do this again. I'm not going to risk everything I've worked for because of a bunch of outliers that nobody cares about. You need to stay away from these people, Madeline. They're nothing but trouble.
I'm sorry, Bob. I've had a lot on my mind lately. I'm just sorry.
Just get back to work, Madeline. Don't make things any hotter than they have to be. I gotta go. I have a meeting with the city council. I need you on my side, Madeline.
What am I doing? If you're trying to tell me something, you need to help me understand, because I don't know what's going on anymore.